Are you a TPT seller feeling overwhelmed by content creation, marketing, and the 87 other things on your to-do list? Look no further, seller friends. The Finishing Framework is here to help. My program teaches a mega batching framework that will help you manage your content marketing system in a way that actually feels manageable. Take control of your workflow today and make the most of your TPT business from all angles with the Finishing Framework. Visit schoolofsellers.com/framework.
Welcome to the School of Sellers podcast, a teacher business show that is short on time but big on action. Full-time, part-time, or just getting started, no matter where you are in your teacher seller journey, there's something here for everyone. Making your online teacher business feel doable every step of the way. Here's your host, Erin Waters.
Hi there, and welcome to School of Sellers. I am Erin Waters, and I am your host, and I just wanted to thank you for being here today. I probably don't say this enough, but I am so grateful for every single person who listens in every single week, and I am incredibly grateful for every single member of the School of Sellers community. So thank you for being here. Thank you for your support. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being in the Facebook groups. The School of Sellers community has been the best thing to come out of 2020, to be sure. So, you know, when I sit down to do this podcast, some weeks I have a plan, other weeks I kind of just decide what the best content is to cover that given week. And usually my aim is to educate or inform or, you know, teach you just a little quick win, something along those lines. And today I have something a little different. Today I am sharing with you a personal story, and it's a story that I've never shared with anyone before because I was too embarrassed to even say it out loud or relive this moment. I think the only people who knew were my husband and maybe my mom, and as of a week or two ago, my team, because I was running ideas by them for podcast episode ideas. And so they now know this awful story as well. And the reason I want to share this story with you is twofold. One is because it's pretty opposite of the person I am today, and I'll get to that here in a moment. But also because I think a lot of times we have this skewed view of who these people are that we are following or listening to. And I don't ever want that to be the case here. I am a very real person with very real problems and very real issues, and I never want you to see me as somebody that I'm not. So, in the spirit of transparency, I'm going to share a story about when I was in college. And here's a little background for you. There was about a 6-month period between my undergraduate graduation and the start of my master's program for education. I had spent 5 years in undergrad getting a degree in communications and a degree in English. And by that point, I was spent. Like, I was done. And to be totally honest, I didn't plan on becoming a teacher until later in my college experience. So once I graduated with my 2 undergraduate degrees, I had about 6 months of coursework that I had to complete as part of the core prerequisites to the Master's of Education program. So I was basically just like filling in any of the missing pieces I still needed to before the master's program started. So it was all good. It was actually a really fun time in my life. I was living with my best friend. She had just gotten her first job. So we were just living the life of young adults. And like I said, I was just done and spent with college at that point. So because they were core courses, admittedly, I did not do my best. Okay. I kind of just went to the minimal amount of classes and passed them by the skin of my teeth because my GPA was no longer at stake. Like, I didn't need certain grades to get into this program. I'd already been accepted. So in my head, I was like, well, you know, I've already been accepted into a master's program. So, you know, surely I can get away with doing the bare minimum for these core classes, right? And truth be told, I was just not a very good college student in general. I was not prepared at the age of 18 for a life that meant me being responsible for me. So to say I entered my freshman year with very questionable organizational habits is an understatement. And if my mom is listening, Hi, Mom. She's definitely laughing right now because I'm absolutely positive that my bedroom was never clean or organized every single year that I lived at home. So sorry, Mom. And in fact, now that I'm dredging up my unorganized past, I'll get to the big story here in a minute. It literally just dawned on me that I also won an award in fifth grade. You know how they do the end of the year awards? Well, my award in fifth grade was the award for most stuff in, on, and around my desk. So, Mrs. Parker, if you're listening, pretty sure you're not. I'm also sorry. So, okay, I'm digressing, but I think you see where I'm going here. I haven't always been an organized person, but now for the super embarrassing story. So here I am, ready on my first day of my master's program. I was ready. I was so pumped. I was living out my lifelong dream of being a teacher, even though I wasn't sure for a few years in college that's what I wanted to do. That is what I dreamed of doing since I was a little girl. So I was so excited. It was an intensive, full-time, year and a half long program. So I felt really equipped and really ready in the right headspace. I had taken those 6 months to kind of relax a little bit. I wasn't on my A game for those 6 months, but I was ready. So I walk in to my very first class for a master's program. And I think it was more of like, it was like an orientation class. So it was like a getting to know you class. And I had not been seated for longer than maybe 2 or 3 minutes when one of the professors called me out in the hall and told me to stick around after the orientation class because they needed to talk to me. And I was like, okay. Like, I really had no idea why they would possibly need to meet with me. So after class, I honestly didn't really think much about it. I thought maybe I had to like fill out more paperwork or something like that. Well, I proceeded to walk into the office afterwards where three professors were waiting to meet with me. And these were like the heads of the program. So at that point, I was like, oh gosh, you know, like this is definitely about more than just paperwork. So they sat me down and they told me, they said, you know, we've heard from other professors in the college that, you know, over the last 6 months, you haven't been going to class very often. You've been kind of skating by and like doing the bare minimum. And we just want you to know that you're on our radar. We are kind of worried about your success in the program. And they basically told me, like, we don't know if you can handle this. We don't know if you have it together enough to go through this program. And at this point, guys, I was mortified, humiliated, because the truth is that I've always been like a, not a type A person. I've always been very type B, but I've always been an achiever. Like I was like a straight A student all through high school. I was an honor student, AP student, doing all these extracurriculars. So to have this kind of intervention, if you want to call it that, was extremely humiliating. And I wanted to sit there and be like, this isn't who I am. Like I can do this. I'm smart. I'm capable. But all they knew about me was that I was this girl that kind of just didn't really care on the surface, which of course wasn't true. So the best part about this story is that in order for me to stay in the master's program, I had to agree to a weekly binder check. I was like 25 years old at this point, and I had to submit to a weekly binder check-in every single week for like the first 2 months of the program before they believed me that I was actually going to be able to handle the program. They looked at me and they said, there's no way this girl is organized enough. She doesn't have it together enough. We're going to have to really get on her to make sure that she can keep it together enough to get through this program. So that is the story of my weekly binder check that I had to have as a grown-up. And I'm not sharing this to embarrass myself, although it is very embarrassing to say out loud. I'm sure I've succeeded in doing that. But I wanted to show you most of all that you don't have to be a naturally organized person to embrace systems. Okay, I'm going to say that again. You don't have to be a naturally organized person to embrace systems, to use them, and to love them. And actually, guys, my fellow type Bers, you were made for systems. And I know that sounds weird because when we think type B, the last thing we think of is organization and systems and order. But my type B friends, you were who systems were made for. Systems are for people like us. So if you are someone who hears the word framework or organize or spreadsheet or any of those buzzwords and you want to run the other way, please sit tight. You are made for systems. Batching things, I do a lot of things at once. I do it because I'm a naturally lazy person. I don't love to do work. It doesn't come naturally to me to be organized or efficient. So I like to batch. Repurposing items, that's a great hack for working less than you have to. I truly think that systems are rooted in disorganization. Think about this. The very need for a system is born from someone being fed up with how unorganized something feels, right? Already organized people don't just sit around being like, I'm already organized. Let's get organized again. Well, I mean, they might do that. I'm not that organized, so I don't really know if that's how people's minds work like that. But the need for systems started because people were unorganized in the beginning. Systems are the cure to our disorganization. So if you are somebody who is not organized and you hear about systems and you hear about all of this wonderful stuff, it's not just a fairy tale. It's something real and it's something that you can really do. And obviously for my type A friends, I'm not leaving you out. You already know you love systems. So your job for this episode is to call all of your type B friends and tell them to listen to this episode so that they can finally cross over from the dark side and join us in this wonderful world of systems and organization. No, this episode is mostly for my type B friends who, like me, are not naturally organized. We need systems. They shouldn't be scary. They're there to help us. And if we just take the first step in embracing them, you will see a world of difference. And the reason I'm feeling so strongly about this lately is because we are getting ready to launch the Finishing Framework course again. And for those of you listening who have been through it, first of all, hello, I love you. I miss you. You're awesome. And for those of you who have not yet taken it, and maybe you've even been turned away from it because of your distaste for systems and all things organized, I just wanted to address this because I think it's a really easy misconception to make that in order to have systems and organize your business, you have to be an organized person. And that is just not the case. In the course, I teach everything from mega batching so that you get a ton of stuff done and you are left with a ton of free time at the end. I also teach you how to organize all of your existing business assets, but I set it up in a way for you that you can use this system for anything you've done in the past, things you're doing now, and things that you'll do in the future. So it's just a really easy, sustainable way to make sure that your business is organized. And I would hate to alienate people from the course, or at least checking out the course, because they think that it's not meant for them. Because the truth is, it's meant for everybody. It doesn't matter if you are Marie Kondo or Aaron Waters circa 2009, okay? It doesn't matter what level of organization you are at. If you are someone who is teaching, you have your teacher seller business, you have a family, you have a personal life, you have loved ones, you have friends, you have hobbies. Holy cannoli, you need systems. It literally doesn't matter. Everybody can benefit from systems. So I really hope that you keep an open mind in your business going forward. Whether or not you even check out the Finishing Framework course, I encourage you today to choose one teeny tiny system to start with, because everything's always easier when you start small. If you do want to check out the framework, you can go on over and check it out at aaronmwaters.com/framework. It doesn't open until February 1st, but you can get on the wait list so that you can be the first to find out when it's open. Now, I realize that this episode didn't do a whole lot other than make me look pretty ridiculous and a little embarrassing, but I really just can't tell you enough that I think there are just so many messages coming at us from all these angles every single day, and a lot of those messages can give us the underlying feeling that we're not good enough. And I want you to know that you are good just the way you are, and that you can find happiness and organization and peace in your business no matter where you start from, what your past looks like, what your business looks like now. Any day is a good day to start organizing your business. So I encourage you to come on over and check out the finishing framework. Try out a small system or two. If you go into the School of Sellers Facebook community, we have tons of ideas floating around there and tons of willing and helpful community members who are constantly sharing their amazing systems and ways of organizing their business. And the best part about this all is that we really focus on making things feel doable. So if you're looking to start your journey into systems, I highly recommend starting with School of Sellers. In the coming weeks, we have a couple more segments geared towards how to get ahead of your business in the new year. We are going to be hearing from some Finishing Framework alumni members, and I am also going to give you a little bit more peeks behind the scenes as I pull back the curtain more on my business. But I can promise you that this is probably the most embarrassing I'm willing to get at this point. Maybe. All right. Thank you so much for listening in, and I will see you next week.